Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yud Zayin and Beis. We are in middle of a story, but the Gemara, we're actually pretty much about to begin a new story. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avishai Neil Yishev Numan Lizchus for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, and for Dvora Shira Chaya Bas Hinda Peril. Yisrael b'zochet to refush lema b'soch shar chole Yisrael. So we're holding on daf Yud Zayin and Beis. We are three lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara is going to discuss why and how Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, his wife and his daughter, were all punished. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the conversation that took place between Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma got sick. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about the death of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and his heroic executioner, how the executioner, in a certain sense, did something that was very great. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about how Rabbi Meir went on a rescue mission to save his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, who was the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, from a Beis Znus, and the aftermath of that story, what happened immediately after that story. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to tell us the reason for the Yisr to go to stadiums and theaters and the like, as well as the importance of avoiding a Moshav Leitzim in general, that a person should not be by a Moshav Leitzim. So we are holding three lines from the bottom of the page. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Asyul Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. They came to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, meaning we were discussing the arrests of both Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and Rabbi Lozman Parta. So we discussed Rabbi Lozman Parta. So now we get to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So they came to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Amrulei, and they had one accusation. They said to him, Amai ko sakto baraisa. Why is it that you were engaged in Talmud Torah? Amr lehu kash. No excuses. This is what God commanded me to do. This is what I do. Miyad gozra lov l'sreifa, val ishto l'ariga, val bito l'eshe b'kuvah shel zonos. They not only made exer against him, they made exer against his wife and against his daughter, that he was going to be burnt, his wife was going to be killed, and his daughter was going to be b'kuvah shel zonos. She was going to be left in the house of harlotry in the Beis Zonos. A lov l'sreifa shayogas shembos Yosef. He was punished with sreifa because he was Hoges Shem Bos Yosef. He pronounced the Shem Hashem, the 42 letters Shem Hashem Bos Yosef with all of its letters. How is he allowed to do such a thing? The following people don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, and they are ha'omer ein Torah min ha'shamayim, someone who says that there's no Torah min ha'shamayim, or vein tchias ha'mesim min ha'torah, or that you can't learn tchias ha'mesim from the Torah. Abishol omer, Afa Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef. That's someone who's in the Chelik Olam Haba. So how could it be that the great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion violated something about which we say is in the Chelik Olam Haba? Answers Gemara, Lehislamid Avad. He did it in order to be able to learn. Kidetanya lo tlamid lasos, avlatalamid lahavin lahoros. You're not allowed to learn to do, but you can learn in order to understand, in order to be able to paskin. And if you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, so then why was he punished? Meaning, so, well, first the Gemara, my time he yanish, so why was he punished? Mishum Hoges Hashem Befarhes Yadavi, because not only was he Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef, which was okay because it was an Islamic, but he did it Befarhes Yadavi, and it's not okay to do it Befarhes Yadavi. Now, if you look at Rashi, it's very interesting. Rashi figures out, Rashi says, I don't understand. Why was he punished if you're allowed to be Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef? So Rashi writes, L'Islamic Rabbi Kitanya, Umi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Tzadikim Kuchot HaSa'ara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extra precise with Tzadikim that he's going to be very careful to punish them. Even with the slightest misstep. V'afilu l'islamid yeshlochush l'kavad arav. V'krad lo t'lamid lasos b'mili achronisa tukma. Kimo, netias kishun, the Sanhedrin, the Masur Levan, the Rabbi Gamliel. He says, lo t'lamid lasos is about other things. That's about different types of kishuf and having the images of the constellations. That's what we apply in other places. But not by Hoges Hashem Ba'os Yosef. So, it was not a valid excuse for someone of his stature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medakdek kichot hasara. It's just interesting, Tosus points out, that Rashi feels like he needs to explain why Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was punished in light of the fact that you're allowed to do it l'islamed. So, but the Gemara already dealt with it. The Gemara says, because the problem was that he did it b'farasya. And Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi doesn't even give the answer that the Gemara gives. Rashi says, no, the answer is because he HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakti kim tzadikim kuchot asara. So says Tosfos, what you have to say is, Pirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakti v'nira shelo hayakasim b'sifro elamaytai miyanish that he must have not had this whole girsa that we have. And that's why Rashi felt the need to give a different answer. The answer that Rashi Taka does give, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medakdekim et tzadikim kechut hasa'ara, could perhaps be explained based on the comment of the Shlach HaKadosh. Shlach HaKadosh writes that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created the world with midas hadin, but he saw that ein olam eskayim with midas hadin, and he has to be meshatev midas harachamim together with midas hadin, that every once in a while you have a tzaddik of such a stature that he can actually handle midas hadin. And for such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not use midas harachamim at all. And that is to the person's benefit, not to his detriment. Because if a person is able to make it through this world on midas hadin, his chelek in Olam Haba is a very special chelek. Because the rest of us, we get through this world with a good dose of rachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he did us a favor. He pushed us along in our path through this world. So it's nama de kisufa when we get to the Olam HaMes. It's a gift. It's not something that we really earned. But a person who's able to earn it, a person who's able to do it with midas hadin, so such a person is going to have a very special chelek in Olam Haba. That's how the Shlach HaKadosh explains the Gemara that describes how Moshe Rabbeinu witnessed, and if he was misnavei about the death of Rabbi Akiva, where he said, "Zu Torah, Zu Schara, I don't understand. How could such a great person suffer such a great punishment? He knows how to be Doresh, Tilei Tilim Shalalachos from the Kisrei Osios. How could it be that he deserves to be punished this way?" And of course, Baruch says, "Shtok." This was my machshava. What does it mean, this was my machshava? Says Shlach HaKadosh, this was my machshava means this is the way I initially intended to run the world. I later changed my mind and put me to, not changed my mind, but I later decided to put me to sarachamim in as well, but the way kach ala b'machshava, the way it was ala b'machshava to create the world was only with midas hadin. And he was such a tzaddik that he could handle midas hadin. So that's the notion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik and tzaddikim. One of the explanations might be that tzaddikim have the ability to earn it a little bit more, to have a little bit less help milamayla in order to earn their place in Olam Haba. So that was Rabbi Chanan ben Tradi. That's what he had done wrong, so to speak. What about his wife? Why did his wife have to get killed? Val ishta lahariga de lo michabe. She didn't object to him. Mikan amru kol mi sheyesh biyad limchos ve'namocha ne'ena shalav. Anyone who has the ability to make a macha and doesn't is ultimately going to get punished. She didn't object. Well, she was supposed to argue with him in halacha. Yeah, he says, I pasken the shayla. I'm allowed to do this l'islamit. I'm allowed to do it to. So she's supposed to say, yeah, but the halacha is, you're not supposed to do it b'faresi. We have such demands that she's supposed to know that what her husband is doing is connected to halacha. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, the girsa should be shalom micha ba, that she was not mocha ba, not bay, but ba. In her daughter, because we're about to see that her daughter acted in a way that was not perfectly tsanua, and that certainly is the mother's business, to be able to raise daughters that act in a way that is tsanua, so that's what she was taken to task for. Valbita leshiv bekuba shel zonos, and the daughter had to go to the kuba shel zonos, dam Rabbi Yochanan, one time the daughter was walking by the Gedolei Romi, Amru, and they said, look how beautifully this young lady walks. Look at this beautiful young lady. So she overheard them complimenting her. You know, when you hear so naturally, when you hear someone complimenting, you want to look good. So she was more careful with the way she walked. She was even more medaktik in order to impress the Gedolei Romi. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the back of the Gemara, he says, Nirbei Mida Keneged Mida, Ken Mefarish, Lufay Shav Maaseha, Giro Yetzer Hara. She was Megara the Yetzer Hara. So she therefore ended up in the Kovash Shel Zonos, which is a place that indulges people's Yetzer Hara. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Mikol Makom, Lo Nenshe Shetizna Chas V'Shalom. The onus was not that she was going to have to be Mezana, because that's not what she did. She was not actually, she was Megara Yetzer Hara. So the onus was just in Gira Yetzer Hara. Ela adrava shetamud binisoyon kineged hayetzer hara b'makom emevi lidei hargel avera. To the contrary, her onesh was her tikkun. She was now going to have to face an overwhelming yetzer hara and overcome it each and every day. That was the onesh. The onesh was productive for her to be mechaber. He says that's what the Gemara in Yuma Pevav says. What is a bal tshuva? Someone who's in the same situation, osa isha with all his kolchos and everything else. And he that's tshuva shlema. So Akadosh Baruch Hu gave her the opportunity for tshuva shlema. That's why she had to be in the base zonos. So says the Gemara further now. So she was medakta b'siyasev. I'm dumb Rav Shimon Lakish. My dechsev avona keva yisubeni avona shadim dashba keva bol mazeh mesuvin lo liyamadin. The sins that a person doesn't pay much attention to, that he tramples with his heels in this world, ultimately are going to come back to him in the Yom HaDin. Bishash Yatzu Shlashtan, when all three were taken out, the father, the wife, and the daughter, Tzadkwa Leim Asadin, they all said at Tzidik HaDin, Hu Amar Atzor Tamim Pa'alo, V'ishto Amra Kel Amuna Ve'in Ovel, Bito Amra Godol Eitz Avra V'alil Asher Enech B'kuchos Al Kol Drachai. So they each said psukim that relate to Tzidik HaDin, that relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine righteousness. Amar Rebbe, Kama Gedola Tzadik HaMalalushin Zdam Lehen Sholosh Mekrodosh Al Tzidik HaDin V'shah Tzidik HaDin. How amazing these people were that they that these psukim, which are the most appropriate for Tzidik HaDin, were at the top of their heads, were immediately on the tip of their tongues when the time came for Tzidik HaDin. Tan Rabban, Keshechol Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma became ill, Halach Rabbi Chinin ben Tradion Levakro. Rabbi Chinin ben Tradion went to visit him. Amar lo, Chanina achi, yata yodea shu mazum en hashmayim im lichua. Don't you realize, Rabbi Chanina, that this nation is obviously getting a good amount of siyata deshmaya? Shechrives beso, they destroyed the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The surface, right, we refer to the Beis HaMikdash as the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaKnesses is referred to by the Gemara Megillah as a Mikdash Ma'at, because that's, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's our house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits. The commonality between a Mikdash and a Beis HaKnesses is that they're both meeting places between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Beis HaMikdash is in his home, Beis HaKnesses is in our home, and that's why there are different, slightly different halachos in the level of kavod. You have a kavod guest, you certainly clean up and you act that, but you don't take off your shoes. You go to someone else's house and your feet are dirty or whatever. You don't want to track it much, so they might say take off your shoes. So that's why we take off our shoes when we go to the Beis HaMikdash. Certain levels of kavod when you're at someone else's place, when you're at the house of the chashuv. So of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this sense. So they said, don't you realize that they destroyed his house? V'sarfa seichalo v'harges chasidav v'avdes tuvav. Look at the impact that they've had on all the tzaddikim v'adayini kayemes, and this malchus still stands, so obviously it's min hashamayim. V'ani shamati alecha, yet I'm hearing about you. Shati yoshe v'osik b'torah u'makil kilos b'rabim, that you're sitting and you're learning Torah, and you're not only learning Torah, gathering masses of people. V'sefer Torah munach lach b'chekecha, and you hold the Sefer Torah in your lap as you're doing all this. So amr lo min hashamayim yirachamu. So he says, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu shav rachman asami. Amr lo, ani amr lecha dvar mishal tam. V'atomr lo min hashamayim yirachamu. I'm trying to be reasonable with you. I'm trying to explain to you that this is not going to work out, and you're telling me min hashamayim yirachamu. You can't. That's a bitachon when you're when every day you're provoking danger is not going to help. It's not going to. So apparently, it doesn't tell us what the response was. We sort of leave that part of the conversation. So tamani im lo yisuf asach ve'sefer Torah. I'm sorry. One more line. Tamani im lo yisuf asach ve'sefer Torah be'esh. I wonder if you and your sefer Torah are not going to get burnt together in a fire. So amr lo. So then he's changed topic. Rebbe, ma'ani l'chay olam haba. By the way, am I going to go to olam haba? Rebbe Chaim ben Tradion wants to know from Rebbe Yosef ben Kisma, what do you think? Am I going to be zocha to chay olam haba? So amazingly, Amar lo, he says to him, well, klum ayisu b'yal v'yadcha, you ever do anything good? I mean, you ever have anything that you think you deserve olam haba? Which is a very strange question to ask, considering the fact that we just, the first half of the conversation was about how he's most nefesh every single day. So maybe he's asking l'shitascha, that what I'm doing is wrong and I'm not supposed to be doing that. Am I still going to go along? Is there something else? So Amalo mo shel Purim nischalfuli b'mo shel tzedakah. So he says, yeah, one time I mixed up the Purim money, the money I set aside for Purim, machlokas, what exactly that means. What Purim money? Was this money for matanas levyonim? So Rashi says mo shel Purim sheinachtim l'su'udas Purim. The money I set aside for the Su'uda of Purim. We're within the Shloshim Yom, right, of Purim, so we can start, Nischalfuli v'chilatim la'aniyim. So he says, I mixed it up and I gave it to aniyim. So v'savar yisi sharniki shal tzedakah hi, v'lo nefrati ma'arniki shal tzedakah. So really, by right, I should have been able to take from the pushka to pay myself back, because I gave that money to aniyim. But I didn't. I let it go, and that became a donation to aniyim. That became something that I left for tzedakah. V'chilatim la'aniyim. So amlo imkein mechalkecha yehe chalki, umigaro. If that's the way you're not only Moser Nefesh for Talmud Torah, but you're such a Baal Chesed, then halavai, I should have the same chelek as you. That the Pashtus is, he's telling him, I know about your Mesirus Nefesh for Torah, but remember, it's important to have Torah together with Chesed. So now I see, or the way some of the Afrim explain, I think Rav Yonason Eibshitz explains, that it could be, you know, a person wants to be a hero and gather all these people at risk of his life and their life. It could just be he doesn't really care about their lives that much, and that's why he's willing to gather them all together. So we have to ascertain that he is a caring person. He is someone that cares about other people. Oh, you're going to give such tzedakah even by accident, and you're not going to ask to be paid back? So then we see, obviously, you're very dedicated to the lives of others. So when you're makil kilos brahman, it's purely the shem shemayim, that it would hurt you very much if anyone else was hurt on account of the fact that you were giving the shirim, but you held it, you have to do this, l'shem shemayim. So it wasn't long till Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma died. And all the Gedolei Rami went to bury him. And they said a big hesped. And they found Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion in his usual position, learning Torah, gathering masses of people with a Sefer Torah. They brought him and they wrapped him in a Sefer Torah. And they put chavilis muros around him to slow the fire. And they lit him on fire, and it was a fire that was not going to quickly burn. They view svugin shel tzemer. Here's why it wasn't going to quickly burn. They brought bunches of wool and soaked them in water. And they put it by his heart so that he shouldn't die quickly. Amrlo Bito, Abba, Erecha Bekach. His daughter saw what was going on, and she said, I have to see you like this. Amrlo Ilmali Anina Shrafti Levadi, Haya Davar Kashali. You know, if I was being burnt alone, then this would be something that would be too much to bear. It would be very difficult to tolerate such a thing. But Achshav Shani Nisraf, the Sefer Torah, Imi. But I'm being burnt together with my Sefer Torah. Misha Mevakesh Albono Shal Sefer Torah, Hu Yevakesh Alboni. The one who's going to defend the honor of the Sefer Torah will defend my honor as well. Amrlo Talmid of Rebbe, Ma'ata Roa. Talmidim said to him, strange question. Rebbe, what do you see? I don't know, probably a lot of flames? What does it mean? What do you see? So Tosla says, Shayinir Beinem, Shayilo Liros, Shum Dover, Tema, O Malachim, O Dover Acher. They thought probably he must be seeing something unusual. There must be something, such a holy moment, such a moment of Mesiris Nefesh, that he was probably Zoche to some sort of vision. They figured it's Mistaver that he'd be Zoche to some sort of vision. Inami, says Tosos, Bishul Shay Shomin Kol Ha'osios HaParchos V'lo Yodin Mahu. They heard the letters flying off of the cloth, and they didn't know what that was because they've never heard it before. So they knew that some unusual experience was happening here, and they said, so what are you seeing? What are we not getting? What's the last thing we can learn from you? So Amar Lahan, he says, what I see is Gilyon Nisraf and Ha'osios HaParchos. The cloth is being burnt, but the Osios HaParach. That's what the Bali Machshava point out, that's symbolic. Rav Soloveitchik, I think, has in one of his drushes that's symbolic of the throughout the generations, our enemies have been able to destroy the physical infrastructure of the Jewish people, the klaf, the place upon which all of our ruchnius rest. but our Ruchnius manages to survive, our Torah manages to survive, our Masorah manages to survive, even as all of the infrastructure of communities that were Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael were destroyed by our enemies. That's the Osios Parchos, and they managed to go from one location to another location and managed to replant themselves even if the infrastructure is destroyed. So you too, open up your mouth and let the fire go in. Amar Lahan, he said to the Talmidim, I'm not going to do that. Mutav she'itlan misha nitna va'al yichbal hu ba'atzmo. I'd rather the one who gave me my neshama take my neshama from me. I'm not going to do it to myself. I'm not going to commit suicide. So this is a major marimakom in the discussion that the poskim have about dealing with end-of-life situations. You have a chola who's going to die. He's not going, we don't know of any refuah for his illness, but he's suffering terrible yisurin, and you could extend his life with medication, but extend his life with terrible yisurin with medication. So is it, are we obligated to do so? Because every moment of life, why should I make myself suffer? So over here it's different, because over here, by opening his mouth, he's hastening his death, as opposed to letting things take its course. So Shlomo Zalman writes that you always have to make sure that you give him food and oxygen, but other medication, if he's suffering terribly, even though Rosh Hashanah says it's tov hadavar, if a person explains to the chola that even though you are suffering terribly, you should appreciate the value of shah achas, bolam hazeh, of every single moment of life, he may still make the decision, yeah, but I also appreciate the suffering that I'm going through, and I can't do it, but it's tov hadavar to explain it to him, but you don't have to necessarily give medication to deal with it. Rav Moshe has a little bit of a different approach. Rav Moshe Negus Moshe writes that when the doctors realize that there's that all they could do is extend his life, he says, well, if there are other doctors somewhere else and, you know, we're working on something that could possibly cure him and we just need to buy time, he said, then there's no doubt. If there's a possibility that you're going to cure him and you just need to buy time till you are able to obtain the medication or the right doctor who's going to be able to cure him, then certainly you should do that. But otherwise, Rav Moshe says, if you don't know that you're going to cure him, so Rav Moshe discusses what can we learn from Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. So he says clearly it was usur for him to open his mouth because it was nisur of ritzichas atzmo. Not only that, Rav Moshe said, it was usur for other people to take away that which was slowing his death. Because let's read the end of the story. Amrlo klatzruni Rebbe imani marba b'shalheves v'notel svugin shol tzemer me'al libecha atem v'yeni l'chayel maba. So the executioner said, if I take away that which is keeping you alive, that which is slowing the fire, would you bring me with you to olam haba? Amrlo hein. He said yes. He shavali, I want you to swear to me. Nishbalo, he swore to him. Miad hirba b'shalavis v'not tzvugin shol tzemer me'al libo yatzen shmasav b'mehera. So right away, it worked, and he died very quickly. Afu kafatz v'nofel utol ha'ar, and then the executioner jumped in the fire as well. Yatza baskal v'yamra, Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion v'klatzuniri mezumanin hein l'chayel maba. The Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion and the klatzuniri are mezuman t'chayel maba. Bacha Rabbi v'amra yesh kon alam b'sha'achas yesh kon alamo v'kamashanim. A third time that Rabbi cried out and said that someone sometimes could be kon alamo even b'sha'achas, like this executioner was kon alam b'sha'achas. So says Rav Moshe, why did he wait for that guy? Why not ask one of his talmidim to do it? He said, you can't ask a Jew to do that, because a Jew is going to be marim misaso, that's going to be a violation of ritzicha. Ah, a guy is mitzuva and ritzicha also, isn't it lifnei iver, to tell the guy that he could do it? So unbelievably, Rav Moshe says, yeah, but he was suffering, so he's allowed to violate lifnei iver. But in a chinami, the guy's a ritzayach. Which is unbelievable, because the end of the story doesn't sound that way, that the guy did anything wrong. It's not even mezumah l'chayel maba. Or Rav Moshe says, maybe the geder of the issur ritzicha is different for a guy than it is for a Jew. Maybe if a person is suffering terribly, to hasten the death is mutter for a guy, but would not be mutter for a Jew. And that's why he couldn't have a Jew do it. He dafka had to have a guy do it. A fascinating discussion. Rav Moshe tries to figure out how we derive the halacha from this story. Obviously, it's a much bigger topic and needs much greater study. Bruria debitu de Rameir Barti de Rechim ben Tradion Avai. Bruria was the wife of Rameir and was the daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Tzadon. Oh, I should have mentioned one more thing. Tosov Yaval Yach Balatzmo, that he said, I'm not going to do it to myself. Tosov quotes Rabbi Natam, that when you're afraid, Penya Avirum Ovdik Chavim Avera, that the Ovdik Chavim are going to persecute you and get you to do Averos through Yisurin, that you're not going to be able to be Omid in the Yisurin, then it's a mitzvah L'chavel Biatzmo. Then it's okay for a person to commit suicide. Meaning Tosov points out that there are circumstances where suicide is permissible. If a person thinks he's going to be tortured, and because of that torture, he's going to violate averos that are yahar gval yavar, he's going to do terrible things, so then a person is allowed, a person is permitted, and he brings a raya from the Sugyan Gittin about the children that were being taken by boat to the to Bezonos, and they jumped off, they jumped overboard, and that was considered a heroic act. Bruria was the wife of Meir, but was the daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. She wasn't that daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. She was another daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, not the one we were speaking about before that was walking with the psios and was right. So Amr Lo, she said to her husband, Zila bimilsa diyasa achlei b'kuvah shel zonos. You know, it's very distressing to me and embarrassing to me that my sister is stuck in a kuvah shel zonos. I mean, that was her onesh. But let's see if there's something we could do about that. Shakal tarkava didinri. So he took a bag of money, vazal, and he went. And Amr, he said, ilo esavin b'yisura misavin nisa. Let's see what she's up to over there. If she has not been violating yisurim, if she has been omid b'nisayon, then she's going to be zocha to a nes. Of the Yisurah, lo esavad l'nisa. But you know what? If she's been violating Yisurim, she's not going to be zocha to a nes. So azul nakat nafshi kichad parsha. So he went pretended to be one of them. Amar la hashmiyani li, and he propositioned her, and he said to her, I don't know why she didn't recognize him, if he was dressed differently, or maybe he only married her sister after this happened, and she never met him. But he said hashmiyani li. He tried to proposition her. Amar la, she said dashtana ana. I'm sorry, amanida. Dashtana means derech nashim li. Rashi says amanida. I can't help you right now. Amar la matrachna martach. So he says, I'll wait, meaning no problem. I'll wait until you no longer have dam, and then I'll take your services. Amr lo nefishin tuva de shapiru minai. She said, oh, what do you need me? There's a whole base zonos over here. There are plenty of zonos that are much more beautiful than me. Find one of them. Amr shmamina lo of the yisura. He realizes that she's coming up with excuses because she doesn't want to violate the yisura, and she must have been faithful to her religion and has not been violating any yisura. Kol da asi amr lehachi. Anyone who would come and ask her for her services, she would say the same excuse. Azul gabe shomer dida. So Meir went to the shomer who was in charge of keeping these women there. Amar lei havanei alai. He said, give me that woman. I want to take her out of this place. So Amar lei mistafinim malchusa. He said, I'd love to. She's not so good for business anyway. But but the problem is the malchus is going to be all over me. They're going to kill me if I do this. So Amar lei shakol tarkava didinra. Here I'll give you a bag of money. Palga palach upalga lahavilach. Half you'll pay for bribes for any time the shilton, any time one of your supervisors comes and asks, hey, where's that woman? So you just give this bribe and you'll be okay. So half you'll use for bribe money, and the other half you'll have for yourself. You'll be living wonderfully. I'm living chishalmi mayavid. Yeah, and what happens when the money runs out? Then what am I going to do? So I'm like, ema elaka de meir aneni umetatzalta. That all you have to do is say that the God of Meir should answer me, and you'll be saved. I give you a trick that all you have to daven is daven to the a short tefillah to the God of Meir, and that's going to work. So this is an interesting idea that dafka to say the God of Meir should answer me. The Chida writes in Maris Ha'ayin that nishtarve v'amina glomar b'kol tzara u'b'kol inyan elokat Rabbi Meir aneni, that when particular tzaros happen, when general tzaros happen, that some people daven dafka in the zchus of the God of Rabbi Meir. And we're not allowed to say this about other Tanaim, because only Rabbi Meir allowed it. Rabbi Meir gave explicit permission to do that, and it had a specific kavana. And as long as you have kavana for what Rabbi Meir's das was, so that's a powerful form of tefillah. In the Ben Ish Chai, in Parshas Re'eh, he writes that when a person is b'tzara, he's allowed to take a neder be'ez tzara, ve'yidor Yaakov neder le'mar, right? So he's allowed to take a neder be'ez tzara, and he quotes l'chida, that even though now we're knowing, many people are knowing to be noder Rabbi Meir Balanes, or to shard tzaddikim in order that they'll benefit, He says, "Tov liten a neder b'mezumen mikodem sheyasigu adaver." That it's best to fulfill that neder before you accomplish what you're hoping that neder is going to accomplish. So you have all of these ideas of dafka Rabbi Meir Balanes, that people daven to the or give tzedakah and the zechus of that they're trying to tap into this tefillah of Rabbi Meir. That's why it's dafka Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was the one who said it over here. So Amalei, so mi yema dahachi ika. Who says that what you're telling me is true? You're giving me magic words. I don't know if I trust that your magic words are going to work. So I'm like, Hashem Chazis. He said, let me demonstrate how this works. Havuhanu kalavi, davuka achli inshi. There were these rabid dogs that were going and eating people. Shakal kala shadabuhu. He took a cloud of earth and he threw them at the dogs, you know, to try to rile them up. Havukasi limichli. So the dogs came to attack. Amar elaka demeir aneni. And he said the magic words. Elaka demeir aneni. Shafku aviyavule. So right away they left him alone. So he accepted it. He saw that this works. So the sof ishtama milsa bemalka. Ultimately, they heard about this by the melech. Asiwa askul azkifa. Meaning they heard that this shomer let this woman go. So they went and they have him hanged. Amar, and as he was about to be hanged, he says, Elaka demeir aneni. So Achtua, they wanted to hear what he had to say, so they brought him down. Amalei Mayhai, they said, what is that? What did you just mutter? What's this alaka? So Amalehu, Hachi Avamaisa. So he says, well, I got to tell you this story. It's unbelievable. Every time I say alaka de Meir Aneni, it works. Asu Chaku Lidmusi Drameir Apischa Dromi. They made, most wanted signs. They made the image of Rameir on the Pesach of Rome. Ami, and they said, Kol Dechasi Lepartzufa Hadein Laisei. Anyone who sees someone looking like this image, bring him into us. Yomachad Chazio Ra'at Abasrei. One time they found him, they started chasing him. Ra'at Mikamayu. So he ran away from them. Ol LeBezonos, and he went into a Bezonos. That was his only place to escape, apparently. Ika Da Amri B'Shulei of the Chavim Chaza Tamashpa Matakpa. Some say he saw that they were cooking Bishalakum, that they were cooking whatever it is that they were cooking, and he was pretending to taste from it. He would stick one finger in the pot and then lick another finger. So it looked like he's a person who's not keeping kosher. Others say that no, Eliyahu Hanavi came, looked like a zona, and wrapped himself around Rabbi Meir. So it looked like he was with a zona. Amri, they said, well, that can't be Rabbi Meir. Chas v'sholom, Rabbi Meir have a law of Avad Hachi. If this was the holy Rabbi Meir, by just saying, look at the Meir Aneni, that doesn't look like a very godly person. So there's no way that's the real Rabbi Meir. So as soon as he realized how close he was to being caught, come Arak Asal Bavel. So he ran away, he went to Bavel. Ikadamri Mehai Maisa, some say it was from that Maisa, Vikadamri Maisa de Bruria. Others say, no, it wasn't from that Maisa, it was from the Maisa that happened with Bruria that caused Rabbi Meir to have to run to Bavel. What was the Maisa that happened with Bruria? Rashi fills us in. That one time Bruria said about, was Malagleg al Divrei Chacham, she mocked what the Chacham say, that Nashim Daitan Kalos Hain, that Nashim are Daitan Kalos. She said that's ridiculous. Nashim are not Daitan Kalos. Here was this brilliant woman, she knew so much Torah and she was able to outwit so many of the Chachamim. From all the stories we have in Shas, she thought it was absurd. But ultimately she saw the truth because one of the Talmidim wanted to test her and she gave in. She was Daitan Kalos, means she was easily persuaded to do an Avera. So she was so distressed by that, Chanka Atzma, that she strangled herself. She committed suicide, and Rabbi Meir, in his great distress and great embarrassment, had to run away. That's the story that Rashi fills in. So there's an interesting question over here. The Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, we mentioned the other day, in Chelet Beis, in Kufir Aleph, is asked about whether a person is allowed to commit suicide derech tshuva. Person wants to suffer the Misos Beis Din. So there's no longer Misos Beis Din, so they're going to do it to themselves. Derech tshuva. Are you allowed to do that? So one of his rayas is maybe from Bruria. You see that Bruria was Chanka Atzma. He says, Mehechi Tesi, she was allowed to do that. Maybe she did, just like she did wrong by listening to the Talmud that was testing her. So maybe she did wrong with that as well. So that's not a raya. He says, oh, maybe the raya is from Rabbi Lozman Durdaya, that he niach roshu ben birkav. So that's when we mentioned it the other day. So that's not a raya. He didn't commit suicide. He was just so distressed in his moment of tshuva that he died from the great distress. But he does say maybe there's a raya from the Gemara that in Kiddushin Daf Peyal, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Chiya Barashi thought that he had done an avera because he thought he was with his own. He didn't realize he was with his own wife who was pretending to be someone else. and he came home that day, and he walked right into the oven. So you see Beferish, that because of tshuva, he was going to be maybe Atzmo de Misa, so that he was willing to walk into the oven. So there's a major discussion whether a person is allowed to do this. We don't do this. This is not something that we recommend or can allow a person to do. Okay, says the Gemara further now. After the story of Bria, the two dots, first wide line. Tan Rabbana, haholech litzadinin ulekarkum, v'rasha mesanachashim, mesachabarin, bukyon, umukyon, umulyon, veluyon, beluron, salgurun, hareza moshav leitzim. A person who goes to the amphitheaters, to the stadiums, and he sees that that there's all sorts of leitzanas going on there, that's a moshav leitzim. V'aleim ha-kasav omer, ashreya ish asher lo halach, that fortune is a man who doesn't go to such places, but rather is interested in Torah Hashem. That a person who is in a Moshav Leitzim is going to come to Bittul Torah. Is it to the extent that he's involved in a Moshav Leitzim, he's removed from Divrei Torah. Or a mini, holchun stadin and mutter meisha tzavach umatzil. But wait, didn't we learn elsewhere that it's good to go to these stadiums because they'd have these bullfights or whatever, and they would the king would, you know, the crowd would go thumbs up or thumbs down about the person, whether to kill the person or not. So you could be tzavach umatzil, you might be able to sway the vote and let a person live and save a person's life. So it's worth going. And also if there are Jewish people in the community and the Shuvim are getting together to discuss communal matters, so you want to be there also to have a say, to have a seat at the table. The mischashiv imayim aser, but you can't be mischashiv imayim when they're thinking about what they're going to do to be mechazik the avodah zarah. That you're not allowed to do, but to discuss what you could do for the Jewish community, that you're allowed to do. So kashit sadin atzidin, kasha karkum akarkum. So it's a double stira. So it says marbishlam akarkum akarkum lo kasha habim mischashiv imayim kamushay mischashiv imayim. That it depends whether you're going to be mischashiv imayim to be mechazik the avodah zarah. If you're going to be mischashiv imam to be mechazik the avodah zarah, that's not okay. Otherwise, it is okay. El itztadin and itztadin and kasha. But what about the stadiums where people would die? So Tanai, he says, "Maratz machlokes Tanai." D'Tanya, ein holchun stadin mnei moshav leitzim. Rabbi Nosson matir mipnei shnei dvarim. Tanai Kama says you're not allowed to go. Rabbi Nosson says two reasons you're allowed to go. Number one, you might be able to save a life. You might be able to sway the vote and save a life. And also, if you see a Jewish man die, you'll be able to testify that he is dead so that his wife will not be in Aguna and she'll be able to remarry. So those are two very great things, great values in going to these itzadinin. So we have to realize these itzadinin, you know, very often the post can try to see, can you make a dinyon? What is going to a football game, Zmanaza? What is it? Is that the same as going with itzadinin? Not exactly the same. Meaning, Moshav Leitzim, okay, Bittul Torah, yeah. So Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Bittul Torah, definitely. Hard to say that it's Mamish the Itzadin. People died at the Itzadin, meaning it was Mamish. So there were different considerations over there. So in Yana Dioma. Certainly, even if it's Mutter, Rav Sachs pointed out in Yeshiva, one of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva said, we're going to have a Seder during a Super Seder on Sunday from 6:30 to 9:30. We're not telling you what to do. You want to watch a football game, watch a football game. You want to come to Seder, come to Seder. So Sachs said afterwards, you do have choices in life, but not all choices are even. You know, like there's some choices that are better than others. So probably a better choice is to go Super Seder rather. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Ein ochel etatios l'karki yisos meishem zamel shom zivul lavodz kham divra meir. That you shouldn't go to Tartios l'karki yisos because that's where their mezabel lavodz are. What does it mean, mezabel? So Rashi says it means mesadrin they figure out what the tzorchei avodah zarah are. Tosa says it means that they're mizabeach, and we're just saying it in lashon kenai as if it's manure that they're manuring the avodah zarah, but it really means that they bring sacrifices. If they're in fact arranging for the needs of the avodah zarah, that's a problem. And if not, then it's not an avodah zarah issue, but it's a moshav leitzim issue. Says Maran, may be nice. So what's enough Nafkamina between them. So I'm Rabbi Chanina. So Lechora, Tos points out Nafkamina is if they're not being making any arrangements for Avodah Zarah, it might still be a Moshav Leitzim. Interestingly, the Gemara gives another nafkamina. Nafkamina is if you did business with them. So if it was for Avodah Zarah, so then that's Mammon of Avodah Zarah. But if it's just a Moshe of Leitzim, so you're allowed to be Nene for money that comes from Moshe of Leitzim. Darshu b'shum and pazi. Ma'idich sivashu yishushu lo alach ba'atzas v'sham b'derech hatoim lo amad. Moshe of Leitzim lo yashav. V'chimeach shlo halach heichan amad. If he didn't go, obviously he's not standing. V'chimeach shlo amad heichan yashav. If he didn't stand, he's not sitting. V'chimeach shlo yashav heichan lotzim. If he's not sitting there, how's he having Leitzanus? If you go just to see, I just want to see what's going on, you can end up staying. And if you stand there, just standing, just say, Sofaleshev. Ultimately, you can sit, Vim Yashev, and if you're going to sit, Sofalolot. You'll be involved in Leitzanus. Vim Lot, Allah Vakaz Vomer, Chachamtalach, Levad Chatisa. That it's going to be bad for you. Amr Rabbi Elazar, Kalam Sotzit Yisurim Barnalav. Someone who's involved in Leitzanus is going to suffer Yisurim. Shanem, Ravat Al Tzotzu Penyachsku Mosrechem. He says, I beg you, don't be involved in Leitzanus because it's only going to lead to Yisurin. Amrav Katina, Kalamislotzitz, Mizonosov, Mismatin, Shemra Mashach Yodos Lotzitzim. That if a person is Mislotzitz, he's going to have less food, it's going to be bad for him, he's not going to be able to maintain a healthy diet. So a person should stay away from Leitzanus. So we're right in the middle of the Sugi Leitzanus, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Shimon Lakish, more stuff about Leitzanus. Yeah.